This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From my island home to sunshine on a rainy day, Christine Arnoux is responsible for some of Australia's greatest songs. And she's returning to stages nationwide to celebrate the life and legacy of legendary soul diva Aretha Franklin in her must-see show, Rewind, the Aretha Franklin Songbook. Christine Arnoux's on the line. Hello, Christine.
Hey, g'day, guys.
I would imagine that you probably do a lot of media with radio professionals, probably a little bit more talented than us. Can I ask, is the question that you get asked most frequently why you don't come and join our party?
Why don't you come join my party? Let's move it to
No, no, what? I don't, but it's now one of my favourite guys.
Okay.
Can I just say how nervous I was to talk to you? Because Party and Island Home are literally two of my favourite all-time jams.
Oh, stop.
No,
yeah,
seriously,
cool.
They're amazing.
Oh, that's great. Awesome, awesome. You should get out more.
But you like us, you do radio as well here in Sydney.
I do. I'm a bit like you guys, mate.
How do you juggle doing this show with your music career, with doing radio on weekends? How do you get the balance right?
Well, thank gosh, I do pay people to organise my calendar a little bit, so that does help. Oh my gosh, being super, super organised and putting everybody that matters into the fray so everybody knows what's going on, so you're not having those awkward conversations of like, wait, what? Are you doing that this morning? But what about my this? Yeah.
You're heading all over the state, all the way over to WA as well. Do the kiddos come on tour with you?
Well, when you're 16 and 23, you don't really care what mum does, you know, anymore. you can sort of buy your own feed or make your own feed. You're not really relying on mum to get around the stove, the hot appliances where kids aren't supposed to be. No. There might be an occasional gig, a super, super, super cool one that mum's now a part of, part of the headlining or the lineup for it, rather. And they go, oh, we'd like to bring such and such a friend. Can we come? But that's very few and far between. So
if it's like mum's opening for Arcade Fire, they're like, hey, yay, mum, could we come along?
Do you know, but if it's interstate, they can pay for their own tickets.
So good. Now, let's talk about the show, because you've got an amazing voice, a powerhouse voice, which I think will suit this Aretha Franklin show so well. Why do you love Aretha's music?
Yeah, I was thinking about the fact that you might ask that this morning, and it really is a no-brainer, but it's kind of, they're so feel-good to listen to that I didn't realise that they'd feel so good to actually sing as well. It makes going to work so much more fun.
I feel there's kind of a nice harmony between Aretha Franklin standing for black civil rights, and I think for the longest time you've been a really fantastic role model for Indigenous people in this country. I mean, you could probably tap into a bit of that, I guess, as you sing along.
There is that correlation indeed, and I've always been asked to weigh in on it here and there, and you kind of just wish you could just, can I just be a singer? But, you know, having said that, I have a profile and it's important to lend my voice, and my voice is a recognised voice, both in the singing arena and in life.
Can I just push in on that? For someone like me, it's like, well, listen, I don't know enough. I don't particularly want to enter the foray and provide an insight, right?
That definitely play a part in it. But you do it because, especially if it's something that will directly affect my family, I guess, and my community.
Yeah.
People, if I'm speaking from a point of experience that really does affect myself and everyone around me, then absolutely weigh in.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing voice, Christine, but Aretha does as well. Is it intimidating taking on Aretha's catalogue?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, I remember that the discussion before I recorded the album in 2012 was, you should do Aretha. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm happy just doing the warm-up, singing in the shower. Thank you very much. That's where I'm going to leave it. And it just came, it came up more and more and more. And it was around what you mentioned before. There are a lot of correlations in Aretha's life that I can sort of, you know, my dad, who we lost this year in February, was a retired minister of the Anglican Church. So I am, you know, the daughter of a preacher man. You know, like you mentioned, the racism debate and stuff like that. There are, and being an influential black woman in an industry that's male dominated, all of these things you can sort of, I can draw little sort of correlations to with my own life. And so I went, you know, maybe there are some really interesting talking points, and there will probably, most probably, continue to be talking points around Aretha, her life, and seeing as we just lost her last year, and my own. So we went in. Yes, it was confronting, but I've got to tell you how much fun it was. It was like listening to a masterclass all on my own. You know, I'd go out for long, long walks. I'd listen to an entire album of a playlist of songs that I was going to record, and come home, sit on the couch, and just do one of these. Gee, that was great. And just really feel fulfilled like that. And every time I'd go out on a walk and listen to that playlist again and again and again, something new would pop up, something different. And she just allowed me the freedom to be the musician that I'd felt that I hadn't tapped into ever. So it was what a great opportunity. And it's great to have that show there, go off and do other things, and come back. And I'm so happy to be coming back and revisiting Rewind, the Aretha Franklin songbook.
Fantastic. Really looking forward to the tour after this one where you do Nina Simone.
I think someone's already tapped into that one.
I can't let Bublé be the only one.
Yeah. Vicar Bull's doing Etta James, I think, right. Yeah.
Well, if you want to see Christine Arnoux on stage doing Aretha Franklin's songbook, you can at the Riverside Theatre on the 24th of August and a few other dates later in the year. Thanks so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast, Christine.
Guys, it's so lovely chatting to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.